You know, I have a really hard time understanding why everybody is giving half a shit about the PS3 Slim. I mean, one, they knocked it forever because it wasn't supposed to be coming out, but it finally is announced officially, and when we get the details of it, it's bull. It's crap. I don't see where the positives outweigh the negatives on it at all. I mean, okay, one, it's slimmer. That's cool. That's great. But I assume that we had all gotten over the fact that the PS3 was a big system a while ago. It's sitting on my shelf with everything else. It's not taking up a huge amount of space that I wouldn't expect from a system that needs that much power to take up, for one. Two, it's just like the name of the Wii. Everybody got over that after 4 months. It wasn't an issue anymore. The media might still make a joke now and then because the media, they don't really get it, you know? It's like CNN constantly talking about Twitter when it's definitely been out for 2 years. And looking at the spec list of it, okay, one, it comes with composite cables. It doesn't even come with HD cables. It doesn't come with HDMI cables. It doesn't support Linux anymore, but I'm sure someone will get past that. Not, I don't know, the stand is $24, that's not a huge issue to me, but it's bigger. It's not bigger so much where it's heavier, but it's definitely wider, I suppose. I don't know what you'd really call it. People are clamoring over the fact that there's no sensor buttons, there's real buttons, which is apparently is a big enough deal to make a point of when discussing the features of the new system, quote-unquote. It doesn't support PS2 games, which is poor. Mine doesn't. I have a shitty 40 gig or 60 gig or whatever I have that doesn't support PS2 games anyways, but I still have my PS2. Not a big deal. The logo's slightly different, which is apparently worth noting, and I don't know what else really happened with it. If I have a Bravia TV, I can turn off the TV and the system will turn off too. That's amazing. That's really great. Except I don't have a Bravia TV, and I assume that most people, there's not a large enough percentage of people who do have a Bravia TV where it would make that big of a difference when selling the system. There's nothing new about it. There's nothing new whatsoever, and even the aesthetic changes aren't even great enough to really want to buy a new system. I mean, it's great that it's going to replace the old version, but I don't see this as being a noteworthy accomplishment. I don't understand what the big deal is. I mean, at least when the 360, you know, popped out new versions that had HDMI support, and apparently it had slightly better internal workings. That's up for debate, but this has nothing written on it that I really care to invest in. Am I alone? I don't really know. Maybe I'm just crazy.